The following episode is dedicated to our loyal listeners in Ramalli, Wiltshire.
Welcome to the Stees.
Who are you?
I'm James Bond.
And who am I?
You're Timmy Tarko.
Yeah, that's right.
From the top?
This is the top.
Okay.
This is the top.
Okay. Okay. Well, we are with the Stees again, and this is a Where Were You series.
Yeah. Well, the best of just the Stees. Just the Steezos.
Oh, is that what we're doing on this one?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, right. So
so much content. We're just letting because we were just reviewing some of the clips for today's episode, and I didn't remember one fucking bit of it.
Nope. Well, it's
and so how
five
am I going to remember if we didn't remember and we said the thing that we said?
It was 5 and 6 years ago. Some of these clips. The Stees started off as a microsode. Well, it actually started off as a Stees. Back in the early days.
We're going to do a featurette on a particular topic.
Like a full episode of a topic.
Yeah, right. How'd that work out?
Wow, so much bloody research.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
And it's one person just, you know, shouting at another, there's a monkey
gotta,
in there. Is
you got to perform to your skill set.
Yeah, I don't have it.
And the strong skill set is not preparation. Preparation H.
The best preparation is to
no preparation.
Turn on the bloody computer and start recording.
That's what we've found over the times, over the days. I did have some extra Stees topics, maybe because I don't want to lose the vibe. But because we did during our Stees, we featured Trevor.
Yes,
in our street. Good old hello, Trevor. And he's left us.
He has left us.
Found in the tall grass.
Too soon. Oh no! Well,
it was a year ago.
Yeah, but it was too early to die. A horrible death.
It made all this room for all these new characters in the street. a whole new gamut.
Yeah.
Of like Ramsmy Street characters.
So would you say that Trevor was scaring people off, perhaps, coming out of their house?
I've got a feeling like the only thing that attracted Trevor to the area was the tats.
The dish lickers,
right?
Love to have a gamble.
That got him out of the bungalow and up to the bloody dish lickers. Pass my car, 20 cents will do the trick, scratcher. he's either going to lose on the scratchy cards or win on the scratchy cars.
Yeah. And he needed to get out of the house to get that gout working, get some blood in the feet.
Get the gout up. He always thought it was alcoholism, turned out to be heroin.
What a shame.
Not the good kind either. The kind that
saves you in a battle, the heroin.
Yeah, well, makes you end up in a pile of grass. Anyway, so new characters in the street. Because we had,
Charlie Ponderosa. Did he ever get found by the police?
Yeah, he got found and then got lost again and then got found again. And then he was walking up the street. He's probably gone now, but he was walking up the street and he always gives us that. Like, he remembers who we are. He doesn't remember where the fuck he's going or where he's fucking been.
Or what his name is. Us. Yeah.
And he got up to our house and his daughter ran up the street and was like, Charlie, fucking stop pondering. You're not allowed to wander and ponder. Dragged him back to the house. I haven't seen it since. So she must have gaffer-taped him to the ennoir.
Yeah, sure.
She must have.
Or the poof.
Or the poof.
I would probably put a tracker on the old mate.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Chuck one in his old...
ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
You won't remember it's on.
Smartwatch. We got Vanessa's dad a smartwatch.
So you can track him the whole time.
We can monitor his body heart from a distance. You know what I mean?
You got to make sure that the old bastards wear them, though.
He wears them. Yeah. He loves a little
bit. Would Charlie wear a watch?
Charlie Ponderosa, I would put it in his belt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'd make a fancy belt buckle.
You do often see a wandering man in his late to early 90s.
Hands behind the back.
No pants, no belt.
You see that, do you?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Often you see it.
I think you need to put in some sort of microchip in a head, a tooth, under the skin, you know.
Yeah, well, like an we've got Gav.
Who's Gav?
He's a good guy. He told me about Trevor.
Right.
He just goes up to the bottle shop.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He comes back. I think he lives with another guy, Mustachio.
Right.
He's got a big old moustache.
Is he a toucan Sam? So
he's a toucan Sam.
So we go up to the bottle aisle and go, well, hello, have you got any nice beverages? I feel very, very, very thirsty. And it's like, I'll just grab two cans.
Yeah. No, he gets a sixer. But yeah.
He's going back for more, is the point. He's
constantly going back
for more. Because he thinks his alcoholism is better in keeping it down.
Premium prices.
If he gets a slab, he's going to drink a slab.
Yeah.
So in order to get some exercise for the day, he'll go up, get two cans, come back, drink those two cans, Sam's. Yeah. Go back up, get another two cans.
So two can Gav.
Two can Gav.
Two can Gav. And then the Mustachio. We've recently lost Grunkle.
Oh, who's Grunkle?
Grunkle was the guy that lives down near Macca's.
Yeah.
Down that wise.
Yeah.
He's the guy that would put the sign.
Oh, the sign guy. Yeah. We met him one night,
didn't
we?
They're watching me. They're chipping me. He was all over it.
And so he had pre-loaded cardboard posters that he had made at home. And he would go pin and pin them up saying, take out the bloody, your back tooth has got...
Remove your tooth and then they won't be able to GPS you.
Yeah.
He'd be hard to hold down with GPS.
Mm.
But and he used to do a Charlie Ponder routine where he'd stand out in front of our house and just stare at the house. He's looking. He gets a one name, Grunkle.
Grunkle. Yeah. And we've never asked him his actual name, surely.
No, I'm pretty sure he's gone because I saw somebody else out there mowing the lawns and getting the place up to par. All the signs are gone.
What about your next door neighbours that are trying to make a bloody chicken kitchen in the backyard?
Shut that down. he used to pass over the Chinese soy sauce eggs to us, boiled eggs.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
Nope.
They boil it in
soy
Worcestershire sauce and soy sauce, and it goes through the shell, turns the eggs black, goes through the shell, and you get them out. They're like a Worcestershire sauce.
Is that kind of like a 100-year-old egg? Or is that one of their 1,000-year egg? Or
tradition.
Yeah, they do that, though. Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
100-year egg or something, and bury it and ferments. And...
But then the latest character, I might have mentioned it before, we call her Bowser.
Right, from Nintendo. Like...
Yeah, because you know the baddie in Bowser?
Mario Brothers.
Hunched over... Turtle or tortoise.
Sure.
Yeah, she looks like him.
Right.
Right. She, but we call her Bowser because she looks like that character, but she'll always pop up like at the petrol Bowser.
Okay.
Right. Excuse me, mate, have you got $10?
Oh, you've told me about her.
You've got $15.
Yeah, so you'll go right around the block to avoid her standing at the Coles.
I'll go to great lengths. Mm. I've taken to what I've been doing, mostly been doing lately, is running.
Right.
I run.
No eye contact.
Beyond her. Yeah.
Would she consider taking a $2 coin, or she only wants the 15 to 20 quid?
No, because she asked for the 10 to 15 quid. Because she wants to buy a pack of darts.
Fair enough.
Well, then she's standing there in her pajamas smoking darts.
Right.
And she's at the violin shop. She's at the pool. She's at the Bowser. She's fucking omnipresent. She's always there. She's the end boss.
Is she a twin?
Hard to beat.
Is she a twin? Maybe there's a couple of Bowsers.
It's fucking her.
Right.
It's her. In all her glory. You go up to Mount... We'll go up to Mount Waverley, IGA. Boom, she's out of the front.
Maybe she's put one of the tracking devices on you.
Mm. So she does the rounds. She does Coles for 4 or 5 days. Then she goes down the Bowsers.
She gets her move along orders.
I think she gets her marching orders.
Mm.
You got to stop asking everybody for fucking 10, 15 bucks.
What do you reckon she's on a week?
Mate, she's
just well, in donations.
It's enough to keep on going. Why would you stop?
She'll be on the Dole and the NDIS.
She'd have to be.
So, and then you top up with your scabbing.
What I don't appreciate about Bowser is she doesn't go, all right, Taco's giving me $15. I can never ask Taco again.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? She's like, excuse me, mate. Gives me a fake smile.
Do you say to her, you don't remember who I am, do you?
Well, this is what I was going to say. What's the community concern here if I just call her out and just go, here's the thing. Remember me.
Mm.
All right? Never ask me again. Here's $5
yeah.
to fuck off.
Yeah. Ask her, how much is it going to cost me for you to remember me so I can give you a one-time tribute payoff? Maybe it's a 50, maybe it's a 20, but that is it. You get to ask one more time.
And then
that's it.
And then my lineage, my wife, kids.
Yeah.
Because Ness will come home and she'll be like, fucking Bowser. Bowser's up there again.
She's asking for more money than your daughter I just asked you to go to the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get a chop out?
Can I get a chop out for $10 to $15? $10 to $15? Fuck off.
Yeah.
I've got to eat two. That's what she says. She does that too. Well, I've got to eat two.
Yeah?
I'm coming out of the bottle shop. Clearly, I'm not eating tonight.
Look, there's plenty of bins at the back of these shops.
Been watching a lot of
bin
scabs.
Mm. Freegans.
Yeah, I don't like the food freegans. I like the stuff. As soon as they start going, this is perfectly good grey ham.
I don't
like it.
There's a documentary on Netflix at the moment about how the wastage and stuff and shops in America or maybe in Australia as well, like Versace or whatever, they actively take knives to the unsold bags, old stock, and then throw them in a bloody cooch.
Be damned with the
because you can't. Homeless. Yeah, and then opening up the donut packets. You know, they're all individually wrapped.
Mm.
You get someone there at the end of the day, open up the packs, and then put it in the bin.
Stop them from going in the bins. But
yes.
I like here we've got cameras, Kimbo.
Mm.
Cameras here, cameras there. So you can't really scab because you're trespassing. As soon as you go through a bin here. All our bins are fucking locked.
Yeah, they are.
Chainos on them and padlocks and whatnot. But I would say that, tell you what, Bowser, can't have you at the front of the shop.
Mm.
But we will make sure that you, and only you, can go through our bins out the back.
Mm.
If there's food out there,
you can have it. We've got a guy that lives on Clayton Strip right next to the fruitery. And he's got his whole setup. His camp's there.
Yeah, there's one in every town. There's one up in Tacoma near Adzie's joint.
Sleeping Rough is what we call it now.
Yeah, I sat in the car. Dad was up going to the bank up in Tacoma or whatever he was up there for. Mm. Real estate agent, perhaps.
Mm.
And I sat there looking at Trevor 2.0's camp out.
Mm.
And I counted something like, and this is no lie, 78 rats I saw.
What?
78 rats. Scurry, scurry. Climb, climb. Scratch, scratch.
Is it?
Climb, scratch.
Bite, bite?
No, I don't think they're biting. But I could, it was in the car. I could hear him.
Oh, is this the, he's minions.
He's the rat king.
He's the rat king.
Sewer king.
Do you know what a rat king is? I heard this Jordison Peters said it. Well, a rat king is if you've got a rat problem, you get a bunch of rats and you put them all in a bucket and eventually the strongest shall survive, right? Mm. And then you get that rat and you put it into with a whole another bunch of rats.
Okay.
And then eventually a rat king will emerge. And then the rat king only has a taste for rats now.
Is it?
Because he's been brought up on the killing rage, the killing fields, the killing buckets.
Okay.
And so now you've got one big rat that set free. It does all the ratting. That's a rat king.
I reckon what you'll find is that's the king of rats.
Right? He's the king rat killer.
Well, I always thought a king rat.
He's typing it in as we speak. This is a long intro, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. Oh, it's also a film. But what I thought it was this.
Where
it's a phenomenon where the rats get so
horny
that they bunch together and their tails get mussed up and tangled together. And there's here a few dried corpses of rats.
Well, they died in the rat orgy, yeah?
That's disgusting. There's rats in that milk bowl. Stop feeding them. They'll keep
Go to Wikipedia about what's a rat king.
Rat king wiki.
Let's find that out. These mics are hot today. You can hear everything. What do we got?
Sorry, just typing it in.
Wiki.
Rat king.
Go king. All.
All.
Wiki.
Rat king. Ooh, nope.
Not the film. Not the film. Not the film. Not the film.
Not the film. Rat king. Old school. RuneScape. Rat king. Best lag. Wiki. Rat king. Wikidata.
Okay.
Is it?
Let's have a look.
Wikidata. Wikidata. English. Rat king. A novel. Right. Fuck this fucking internet shit. It's like they're withholding information from us. Wiktionary. A conglomeration of rats whose tails have become knotted or stuck together.
Maybe I was lied to.
Coordinated term squirrel king. What you're saying is top dog.
Top rat.
Who's the top rat? Top dog. I think the same thing would happen if you had no walls in a prison. You just put all the boys together and one's
going to survive.
One's going to emerge. The victor.
As the prisoner.
Prison. Prison king.
Prison king.
Jail king.
He's got a good man purse.
So check. I reckon there's a different name for what you're saying.
Maybe.
I was thinking you were saying king of rats. I'm the king of the rats.
Okay, I'll repeat what I've heard.
All right, so there's just a little...
It's a long intro, but what we're doing we're going to randomly pick best segments from early Steezers, chuck them in a row. This might go for an hour, might go knows. And probably. Maybe some songs in there, some ads, who knows.
Some shit.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a whole bunch of editing for you to do.
Not so far. Let's get into it. Get into it and go.
Oh, the question is basically, can spiders get caught in other spiders' webs?
Oh, or does their stickiness, is it across the board? So it's not like those painting masking tapes where... you put one on and it makes the paint bleed underneath. You know, you get those pesky little bleed marks when you get underneath your masking tape.
You need to
and
be
they
using
invented that other...
Frog tape.
Frog tape, yeah, that repels it. So, from the tape family, but twice as sticky, you know? So, I'm just saying that do spiders have a range like the masking tape stickiness? Well, do they have a range?
Apparently, they can get caught in other spiders' webs.
Okay, so the answer is yes. So, why are you asking?
well, it's just they said that they might not have some spiders that do get caught in their other species don't have the immunity or the enzyme to the web.
Okay.
So, but then if it does get caught up in your web of lies, some can secrete a bit of goose.
Yep.
And get out of it.
Okay. To get out of the sticky situation. Interesting. Okay.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that could be so science, but...
what we need to do with... The scientists need to figure it out, scientists. What is this silk? What is this spider web?
Don't they make...
Bulletproof stuff?
Yeah, but what? On the same method of fiber, or do they get... a billion spiders to shit out all their web, and then we're wearing web. Because
he's talking about milking spiders.
No, I'm not talking about that anymore. I'm talking about the bulletproof technology.
Yeah,
it's based on the strength of a web. Is that what they say when they're
maybe? Yeah, maybe it's the
compositional structure of they've figured out what the
bullet repelling. Okay, yeah. Interesting though. You know,
here's the thing. This is what we're going to do. Instead of having 100 million little spiders that we're milking their web out of to make out so these bulletproofs. So let's just get some spider DNA and inject that into cows.
Oh.
And then we milk the cows traditionally under the pump.
And just wads of webs coming out. Yeah, okay.
Arcs of web.
Okay. Can you stop moving your hand like that? Because it's really making me uncomfortable. You can stop. No, I insist. Interesting. Because, it's obviously they're designed to do many different... I don't know what I'm fucking talking
about. You did the science. You did the PhD.
Twilight teeth trauma.
Nighttime sawsies.
Where you're spitting your own teeth out in your dreams.
Oh, the dreamo of the old teetho and the old spitto and the hando. Trigo.
Yeah.
I haven't had a tooth dream for a little while. Really? I must admit.
Strange.
Is it?
All the time I have them.
Mm.
But it's when the teeth dreams mix with reality. I saw this, I think it was a TikTok.
Teeth dreams mixed with reality. That sounds like a good prog rock album.
Shoegazing. I saw this TikToker. This lady had three rows of teeth. Yeah, like shark teeth.
Where did she have the spare ones?
Up the top.
A double.
A triple.
Wait, a triple up the top?
She had three rows of teeth in her gob.
And then what about the bottom one?
Didn't see the bottom.
Okay, but that's one row. No, so that's four.
That was all as well.
Okay. So, well, how does that happen?
It's just the shark DNA gets into these.
Oh, the shark DNA. Shark tank.
Gets in.
Through
those microplastics.
What is that? She's got something in her. I would be like, for something like that, I'd say, right, cut her up, send her to the lab. At least cut a chunk out and analyze it.
Yeah.
She's got to have some kind of...
We could cut her up, but they might already know what it is.
So. Oh, okay. They could look it up.
Yeah, rather just than look it up, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't cut up people to work out what's wrong with them
for
since...
a long time.
Yeah, since the 1500s, dark ages.
Yeah, more like the probably 60s and 70s.
Oh, even then?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, hot, it's right next to electrotherapy and leeches.
Lobotomies. Yeah, they were going on for ages, man.
Like, that's more of a...
Stick a
40s, 50s thing, isn't it?
Look, let's not get into medical history too far.
Yeah, but I am intrigued because, dentistry is kind of medical field.
Wouldn't you just go, right, every week, once a week, go to the dentist, get one pulled?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Start at the back.
You're going to have, you're going to have holes in your...
Yeah, sure are. You have to plug them up.
Porridge, strictly porridge diet.
Oh yeah, it must be,
because you're not gonna get a huff into a bag of salt and vinegar chips, are you?
No,
that's gonna ring a sting.
Well, even like having a good old beef sandwich how do you floss? How do you pick them?
Floss? And then how do you tell when you've got one little? You go, I've got very sensitive teeth. Oh yeah, give us a look
which
at them.
Which one?
What the fucking?
Yeah, it's one of those, in a past life or making a deal with the devil, going, I just want more teeth because she didn't have teeth.
Oh, yeah, all I ever wanted was teeth when I was growing up.
And then, you get six rows of them.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Didn't specify.
Because that's the thing with the wishes, the genie. He's a bit of a... He's a bit of a cheeky blue fella.
He is a cheeky bastard,
So, you do your wishes and ironically it's like... You'd be careful what you wish for,
Yeah.
I wish I had more hands to help me. And they go, whoosh, 12 hands.
On your face.
Neck hands. Is that a neck hand?
What are the 10 hands say to the face?
That's it. I just my teeth are just so sensitive. I just want to be able to chomp down on something for once in my life. Oh, yeah? Four rows.
There you go.
Yeah, because I think the genie.
Yes. Right? Dick York.
There was one throwaway line that added to the lore of Genie.
Hmm.
It is recording, right? Yeah, that's great. Yes, it is. And that was that in one episode she said, you know, like the wishes, I've got to take it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like it's I don't magic it out of thin air. I like if you want salt water, I might take it from the salt water reserves of the Himalayas.
Is that what's happening?
I don't know. Is there salt up there?
There's Himalayan salt.
Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
And mountain water.
To combine the two.
Salted water. Salt water.
Yeah. She was Jeannie was taking it from, you know, she would magic a Elvis or something.
Yeah, and he would turn up.
Liberace.
Like, what the hell am I doing here?
You're a cameo.
Yes.
Okay, get rid of you. Jeannie. Did Walk from Walk ever make it to... Nah, that's...
That's Happy Days.
That's Happy Days. Mm. Yeah. What was going on there?
It's a breakaway show. You realise we've got to make something with this crazy...
Oh, Joni Loves Chachi. Charles in Charge scenario.
Man, what are we going to do with this firecracker? That's Robin Williams. Let's put him to
work. We can't contain this character into one sitcom, make-believe sitcom.
Well, we've got to put all this cocaine use to you know, to profit.
Yeah. Was Mork and Mindy...
They were doing it.
Were they?
I think towards the end. Will they, won't they? Yes, they did.
Did they? Because she lived with her dad for a really long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the scenario is there.
Mork. That must have been fun to say on set.
Mork.
But have you been dreaming of teeth?
Yes. It's the... You're spitting out. One gets loose and then you spit it into your mouth, but it crumbles into that. You're spewing out teeth.
Yeah, I crumbles don't get the teeth. Yeah, crumbles of teeth. I don't get. I get the is it like if I bite into a fluorescent tube in a dream?
Have you ever done that?
And the glass, and you're like,
yes.
Trying to spit it out, and it's forever coming out.
And
you just never can't quite get rid of it. You need to swallow.
I'm sure it all means something.
I'm sure it does.
Get those teeth fixed.
I'm going to have to look up this. Is there a photo of this woman with the teeth?
I'm sure we can look it up.
Yeah?
It's an audio podcast, though.
So we can just press pause.
You just do that at homework at home.
Yeah, no, I'll look at it right now. Pause it right here. And we're back. Wow, that was amazing. Yeah, it's pretty gross. It truly is four rows of teeth. There you go. The miracles of editing.
Or it was completely fake.
Yeah, okay.
Who knows?
Photoshop. Maybe. This undoctored picture from Photoshop.
Pretty sure it was real though.
And I'll watch those nasty teeth dreams. Have a chomp.
Hey honey, how about we both read from the Smell My Ear menu? Well, darling, I've got Turkish Delight. Mountain Deluxe.
Sunday Roast.
Casserole Fantasy. Or the new fragrance, Ice Cream Dreams.
Ice Cream Dreams?
You can almost taste the butterscotch. Smell My Ears fragrance has come such a long way.
Next time you're with your loved one in that intimate moment, ask them this important question.
Can you smell my ears?
And they'll be pleasantly surprised. And sexually surprised, by the way. Smell My Ears is a proudly approved product from your local Sex Robot Repair Center. Sex Robot Repair Centers are now located at 24 Highway 6, Tallahassee.
What's that music? I think it's of the week music.
It is of the week music, and this week Cassie and I did another market.
Oh, did you?
Coca-Damas, you, I don't know, you spell it.
You spell the spell.
it was interesting enough.
So, okay, so like, let's do the rub, because we've been with you on the whole journey of the Coca-Dama. You say Dama, I say Dima.
Let's call it off. Which is what I'm doing.
Which is what you're doing.
I'm calling it off.
Because we had a similar experience with our product and markets.
Hashtag market life.
That's right, which is a lot of hashtags sitting about.
It sure is.
It's people watching at the absolute worst, and I would say.
This is what I'm getting to. It is the people watching. And this week's of the week is a bit of like manly advice from a market man, 40 odd year old.
Yeah.
I've been around. And I think men need to step up their game.
Where do they need to step up from and to?
Well, fashion game.
Okay.
And also just being, a bit more
ashamed
of themselves.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
So I sent you the photo with the people, no shoes, okay?
Oh, hippies. Shoeless. You did send me that, yeah.
Hippies, that's fine. They did have shoes on their backpacks, tied to their backpacks.
So it's a choice.
It's definitely a choice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Acceptable with the amount of dreadlocks to
I know tattoos, Adams is quite a distinguished man. He likes a good barefoot. But
That's his release.
Where was the market at?
Emu Plains, Balmarra.
Okay, so lots of emu shit everywhere. wear thongs at least.
Think about the dusty desert.
It's dusty, is it?
Well, it is dusty because it's dry as bone.
Okay.
But it's under the tree, so it was fine. Okay. But broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage, I just don't care. You never know where you might stand.
True.
You might stand in some...
shit?
Yes.
Oh, no, no. Glass, stand in glass first and then shit second.
Yes.
Bad combination.
Septicemia. Right. So, shoes, a must in public areas. Yep. Beach, not so much.
Okay.
Very dangerous out there. Sharp rocks. There's scorpions. There's spiders. You don't know.
Yeah, step your game up, boys.
Yes, literally. Put some shoes on.
And step up.
The second thing is the... Look, I'd say this much, right? No one had any money to spend apart from on the food situation, you know? Like, not a lot of people were buying stuff. There was a lot of...
Tim Sims?
Well, we can get to Tim Sims in another second. Do you want to...
We can. Well, because I'm always fascinated by the food vans, because these are the locations you'd be sending me if you were forcing me to Tim Sim.
Sent the wife off to get the food. I was going to man the stall.
Cool. You got out of it.
And I specifically said, you go... Get the
chow,
but get it from the shortest line. Whatever the shortest line is, that's what I want to eat. Yep. I don't care what it is. Just surprise
that's
me.
The line. The
shortest line was the Vietnamese spring roll, Tim Sims.
Okay,
essentially,
yep.
big
Tim Sums,
big thick like a Chico roll, Dim Sim.
That's a two hander.
It is a two hander,
double fisted.
Yeah, and they were cranking them out. Zero lines.
Deep fried.
There was steamed. There was vegetarian. There was vegan barbecued. Options. There was barbecue. There was a seafood one. There was, it was all ranges.
Sounds
I'm
great.
Telling you, they were cranking them.
Right.
So, once again, Tim Sims will work, but that's not where we're going with this.
Yeah. Where are we going with this?
Well, it is a food thing for the blokes. I think you're too old, past, say, 17...
to wear a Star Wars t-shirt. I got to check myself before I wreck myself. Go.
No, the curly fried potato on a stick.
I've seen the twizzle stick.
So a big skewer.
It's like the lollipop of savory.
Yes.
A wowie pop. You like the market, do you, buddy? Do you like the potato wowie pop?
Yeah. So it's a longer skewer, and it's a full spud.
Please riddle me this. Did you see any spud twizzler eaters with a front gun, baby gun? Front bun, baby gun. Any
plenty.
Now, I mean by that, the father carrying the baby on the front patch, not a fronting gunt.
Well, if I had it...
No, continue on. I want to know about the twizzles.
Well, it's too much. It's very long, and it's a full spud, and it's twizzled around this stick, and then deep fried. So one,
yeah,
it's,
but what
it's
about
just,
the potato, Jeremy?
It's just.
Oh,
like,
I thought you're just describing your continue.
All right, it is a bit like that. It's like a duck's. It's corkscrewed, my cock.
Continue, sorry.
And it's just too deep fried. It's too awkward to eat. It is a wowie pop. And it's... What are you doing?
How do you eat that?
It's good for the kids, but some of these kids should not be eating a carbohydrate-laden grease factory with the eating the skewer from the front.
How greasy like were the spring rolls?
Deep-fried. I could see through the packaging.
They were glistening.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, commissar. Potato,
it just
potato.
Doesn't make you look like...
A
serious man.
Okay, yeah, okay, I can see that.
It's like you're
it's
a
like
boy.
We're in New York. You know what makes you look like a serious man? Well, as we're walking up Hell's Kitchen, there was a street festival there. And there's people coming towards us, chomping on giant brontosaurus.
Bratwurst?
No, like a on the bone. It looked like a chicken leg, but it was obviously a turkey leg.
Ah.
Giant. Big ones.
Eating a turkey just leg?
Chompity chomp chomp. They were massive. Like one of those little rugby footballs.
Yeah.
With a bone coming out the end. Chompity chomp. Now, that's a man's...
That's a man's... That's a man's snack. Man's
festival market snack.
A piggy man.
Yeah, true.
Wee! Do we? You want my turkey leg over here?
Nah, I'll just have my lollipop.
I'll give you a third. I'll give you a third piece of advice.
Please.
I was a bit fashion police, but this guy, he was a larger guy.
Yeah.
And he was wearing...
Star Wars t-shirt?
Let's just say he was wearing farmer gear. Overalls, but old school, yeah, American pig farmer.
Okay.
Stripety stripe. Fully no shoes.
Okay, no shoes.
No shoes as well. And a farmer's hat and...
That's right, a moonshine.
He looks ridiculous.
He's like walking around going, I want me a lollipop. Oh, he is. He's what I would describe as an oofty goofty. What's that? He really looks like one. He's like, strolling up going... Oh, those look nice. I want me one of those potato Twizzlers. Oh, my foot. Yes. I think I stepped on some shit.
Now, obviously, I've taken photos.
I stepped on some scat.
I am so bored at this stage at the market.
That you're just taking... I'm going through your things here. It's shot after shot after shot after shot after shot of people's feet.
of just people.
My foot.
I just didn't see... Well, this is the thing. This is what I was trying to get at, Tim.
Please.
So no one was buying. They've got plenty of money for the food.
Sure.
And we'll tell you what else they got plenty of money for. The tattoos.
I'm
seeing the people that are walking past the store going, oh, these are really cool. They're so interesting. Buy one.
Get one free.
But you don't have any money because you spent $9,000 on tattoos.
Yeah, true. True. Getting your colours done.
And leg tattoos, just the placement. Where are you putting the pineapple on your leg?
Yeah. Where are you, on the knee?
It's just like it's...
You've had it up to pussy's bow in tattoos.
I've had it up to spider on neck tattoo.
So of the week, market of the week, suggestion to gentlemen to step up their game.
Yes.
Step it up of the week.
I wore a shirt and some jeans with a belt.
Just okay, yeah. Not a rope.
Yeah. Have a think about it, boys.
Yeah, you should. You should. Bloody step it up.
It's an outrage.
Hi, I'm Rudolph Bernstein, and I want you to indulge me. Just for a moment.
Picture this.
The discotheque.
I'm busting moves right now.
The cafe.
Hello, sir. Two coffees?
Well, it's 12 o'clock. What the hell? Make mine a whiskey sour. And view my love.
Sex on the beach, of course.
This could be you, but it's not. Why? One word. Your kids.
Mom, can I have a sandwich? That's it. You're going to Rudolph Bernstein's Juvenile Detention Center right now.
That's right. At Rudolph Bernstein's Juvenile Detention Center, your kids can stay
indefinitely.
For the kids, we've got the following activities.
Patriotic lesson time.
And is the country of my heart.
'Tis the country, goddammit. Again.
Your kids will love...
The Ring of Fire.
My feet are burning.
No, they're not. Keep moving.
Don't forget supper time.
This doesn't taste right.
That's real horse meat and swine juice. Stop your whining, you little brat.
So drop your kids off in our custom-made child latch enclosement cages.
And we'll take care of the rest.
The breaker right there.
Yeah, we do always have advice for...
Oh, always.
And ideas and products.
Yeah, we're ideas men.
We are. And I've come up with a new idea.
Oh, grass.
It's called...
Instaham. Didn't we just do this?
No, I got another one. It's Truth Mace Spray.
Truth Mace
Spray.
Ooh.
So, you know, when, you know, it's like...
Women carrying mace spray around to protect themselves. Yeah, but it's
instant conversation that you pull out of parties that just sprays mace all over the shit, right?
Oh, it's straight mace.
but it's just verbal.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of conversations about my eyes hurt, my eyes still burn. Like, it's going to change the direction
It's like this. When you know you're backed into a corner at a party.
Oh, always.
And someone's telling you their problems and you've got all these truth bombs... that you can you could explode on them right now about their life and have what you think that they should do with it.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a truth mace spray. So yeah. Like you actually you say the bombs in your head.
Okay.
And it's like it acts as mace. Like the thing you're actually thinking, the advice you want to give your friend. Would repel most people like mace.
Okay, so but for those that can take the mace, they're going to get a truth bomb.
Yeah, that's right.
Spritzed in their face. I like it. Yeah, it's like the...
it's not actually a product, it's more of a state of the mind.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Kind of like Wonder Woman's truth lasso.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
For lack of a better power for Wonder Woman.
Well, if we're in a conversation and you ask me a personal question, you want my opinion, don't, because you don't want my actual opinion.
No.
Because it's often nasty.
Just a quick thing about Wonder Woman, just there. So, what's her power?
She's an Amazon. Amazonian,
no,
isn't
talking
she?
About. I'm talking about Wonder Woman. The old 70s.
Linda something?
Linda
Hamilton? No, that's.
Why not?
Doesn't matter.
No, that's Sarah Garner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about that Wonder Woman. Mm. She had the ching, she bracelet things, but her power was in the lasso. So, shouldn't it be Wonder Lasso? On woman?
No, the lasso doesn't make the woman, nor does the bracelets, Tim.
Oh, okay.
It's the full package. She's a Wonder Woman. Even without those bracelets, she's still got super speed, intelligence.
Okay.
The beauty of a the wonder Amazonian of a woman. Goddess.
The wonder of women.
Yes.
Yeah, I see. I see where you're going. Yeah. It's the whole package.
The whip's a bonus.
So, okay. Mm. But that's okay.
Yeah, because the guy that wrote the cartoon, he was into getting whipped. There's a whole thing about that.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was into it.
Yeah. There's also Footsie Woman. He was into feet. And Hand Girl.
Neck.
Hand, the Handmaiden.
Yeah?
She's good. She was a good one.
Yeah.
The slept me and then left and took the kids and the dog lady. Yeah, that's just my ex-wife. The ex-wife.
Uh-huh. Now we're inventing some real characters.
What about the villain is the mother-in-law?
Yeah, bloody spicy, Tim.
Yeah, you like that?
Well, we've got to come up with new characters because Disney has obviously lost their minds.
And yeah.
They've lost their minds over there.
They have. They're losing it.
Look that shit up.
Look up. Actually, look up the way they write Mickey. It's you know, like... if you get Mickey thing, well, it's got a sort of curvy M, and it's written in a sort of Disney-esque way.
Sure.
And you fucking flip it and reverse it. Yeah. Flip it upside down. It says wicked. Yeah, and I don't mean wicked.
No.
I think I mean good. Magic lasso.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try that at home. And the other symbol, isn't it the V-dub symbol, and you spin it super speed and it makes a swastika.
Yeah, it does it, right.
It does. Yes. Check that out. Wow. If you don't believe me, check it out.
Well, look, I've seen it. You've sent me a buddy thousand.
Oh, and a little thing called the internet.
So what was this one? What are we doing?
You said something about pitching an idea.
Truth something something.
The truth's may spray.
Yeah, but I don't know how we got to Mickey Mouse. You've totally railroaded this. This segment.
No, magic powers would come in handy at our parties for small talk. And, you know, like...
Yeah, invisibility.
Invisibility cloak?
Yeah.
Or just invisibility?
Yeah.
What's your choice?
Basically, you don't rock up to the party. And you're always like, I'm the invisible man.
Yeah. I'm the ghost.
Where were you?
The ghost. The ghost there. Who sits at home. Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, well, Marvel, Disney, and what's the other one? DC. You're all on fucking notice.
I was going to say, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, you're all on notice. We come before you. You know that.
Wait, I'll stop you right there. Let me guess. Yeah, another product.
Yes. Okay. This is a product review.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
Seriously.
Okay, so we have that. A theme going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure do.
Jinx. Double jinx.
You'll have to edit it.
I'm not editing shit. Go.
Okay, so I'm a man of the world. I'm the people's poet. I am the Batman that Dark Knight that walks, so you
sure.
wear my underwear on the outside of
What's
my pants.
What's the product, though?
Well, like when I'm...
Product review.
Well, the product review is that you can't really be your superhero. Mm. I know I just said that Wonder Woman doesn't need her lasso and her bracelets.
Sure, she's a woman, though.
But for me, I'm more of a Batman, and I'm based on all my gadgets.
Yeah.
And
your utility belt.
My utility belt. And when I go out walking with the doggos, listeners, you know that Batman's picking up that dog shit.
Bags. Gloves.
He's got it. And what so, I always try to bring me baggos.
Are you a hand in bag inverted, grab the shit with your hand and re-invert the bag? Or are you a
Is there
a
any other
on?
Way?
Yeah, put a glove on
a
you.
A glove on.
Yeah. Put the glove on before you leave the house, if you know
Michael
they're going to shit.
Michael Jackson styles, right. All right. So
there he is again, love.
Hopefully this...
Look,
it's the glove guy.
Jinx. Double jinx.
Damn it.
Physical challenge.
Yeah, so I'm walking down.
Yeah.
This is like the seventh time this has happened, so I'm at my limits.
Oh, yeah, right.
Go to pick up the poos.
Yep.
And then...
Pull the bag out.
Try to just open that
Okay,
bag,
so you've handed me one of the bags out of your little doggy bag.
And you're doing this in a ninja-like fashion.
Okay, yeah, quick.
Quick. You're going to keep walking this
shit. I'm embarrassed. Well, what's happening here? I'm opening it up and... It's creating a giant hole in it where the shit falls through.
it just tears completely apart.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
That's the one that we previously...
It's impossible.
You can't open that bag.
That's like... I'm getting shit on my hands.
Exactly.
Gloves. I say, get yourself some gloves. Doggy gloves. Is this a product? No, you're reviewing.
I'm reviewing.
You're reviewing.
So, Coles.
We need a solution.
Coles Brand New World order.
Yeah.
Got their dog bags. It's supposed to be made with 30% cornstarch.
Mm, so, they're edible.
Designed to break down...
No, they're not edible.
I should have known. it's right here on the package. Designed to break down faster than regular plastic bags.
Like, before you even unwrap
it. You can't open it. It's breaking down right now, as we speak.
Yeah.
Four times 10 bags.
Well, by the time you get home, you fucking drop the shit through the bag because it's like dissolved.
Well, I had to use four bags. I had to like tear them open to like make sort of like a canvas and then like...
How big is this fucking
turd? They're tiny, but use these bags, man. I mean...
Yeah. So what's our solution then? What's your solution? Because you're a dog owner.
Yeah.
Surely you've thought... There's got to be a better way.
I have. Because
that's the first part of the infomercial. Are you tired of bags?
Ripping hands through bags?
Are you tired of grabbing shit with your bare hands?
Womp womp. I've seen it. It's on a movie, though, so it doesn't exist. But it's a vaporizer.
Vaporizer.
And I think it's a Jack Black and Zoolander movie.
Okay.
And he, it's just a spray.
Another spray, Jeremy.
And it makes the poo vaporize.
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Yeah.
Or is that like my confetti into the wind idea?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the end of the movie. There's something twist like that. I was like, where's all the poos been going?
Right.
It's like the genie thing.
Right?
The genie.
Got to go somewhere.
The poos got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Jeez, we've really stuck on theme. Everything's been really coming back to...
Synergy.
I was going to say, but it always comes back.
I'm going to say, like, you know, you got what, 20 cents a standard plastic bloody glove?
Yeah,
off the shelf.
I guess if you're buying in bulk,
why can't we sell like because you're one of those dumb dog
poo gloves.
Poo gloves, right? But you charge like $5 a glove.
It's genius,
and they're washable.
Because that's what it is. Sometimes you...
No. I've got it.
Okay, go.
It's the glove. You just grab the... Because you're grabbing the durries with your hand.
Mm.
Anyway, through the thing. So grab them with the glove. Just straight raw hand glove.
I know what you're going to
say. And then you invert the glove.
Exactly.
And it's got to tie at the
end. And you go out.
Shit fingers.
Yeah.
Shitty fingers.
And it's a left and right product as well. Because you might pick up with your shit with your right and not your left. So we sell both styles.
Okay,
and then when you're going, because I need to take more than one bag. So you're wearing five shit gloves. What are they? Shit fingers. You're wearing five shit finger gloves.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking first like, poo, right, wrap it up, throw it.
Yeah. Well, my mind goes straight to the little dog poos that you talk about, and you don't need that. You don't need a massive bag like this. So what about finger doms? Condoms that just go just over. Finger and a thumb. Doms.
Yeah. Because they're tiny. Some of these chihuahua. You don't
for bite size puppy burgers. Hot rub. What do you call them? Steaming barkers.
Yeah, but a chihuahua is shit. They're tiny. You're right. And you don't need a full plastic bag.
Oh, no. And then this is where everybody else is failing, right? Because, like, you go to the cat food aisle, I do, and you look, and when you've got a kitten, you tend to go sort of towards the little baby kitten that kind of reminds you of your kitten.
Right, you know what I mean? So, on the packaging.
So I'm saying, like, shitty fingers, but in breeds. That's the selling point.
For sure.
Well,
you need a full glove if you've got a Dalmatian or one of those greyhound things.
It's sized to the breed.
Yeah.
So you've got, what, well, you one can footers?
Get, you can get just get shitty fingers. You can get shitty gloves. You like that idea, do you, buddy?
What about, like, if the turd is, like, if you've got a Great Dane, do you get the full sleeve?
Oh, that one that when you're trying to unclog an elephant's backed up ass. Yeah. Is that what they're doing all the time?
I think that's what they're doing back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem to wear it. Like,
that's one place I do not want to be.
Nah, imagine the KY bill.
There's the, like, what? There's a
product in there for
sure. Let's get onto that straight away. Well, what's our next fucking product? Next segment?
Well, I'll let you know.
Okay, great. Yeah. Go on. Sing, you fucking bird.
Well, we give full credit to where it's you. Who's that bird?
It's a little bloody happling, whistling Harry Parrot.
Harry Parrot.
Yeah. But he's singing Happy Birthday.
What was that?
Right there. Because it's the podcast birthday, the 1st of April, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day was our podiversary.
Happy birthday! And in great tradition of having the birds, bird talk, in the last days, I think we did a bird talk, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhat like that. Yeah. Love a good bird singing.
A bit of bird bit.
Bird bit, but yeah. How old are we?
Well, look, I think this is our 6th year.
Almost,
or going into 7th.
Is there some kind of thing? I think we do this every
year. Yeah, we do every this every year. Quarter.
What are we on? Ruby, Golden Mike.
Okay.
Because you've got to clock up your 10,000 hours. But let's just say we do it for 10 years and we haven't done 10,000 hours. Are we still not professionals?
No. You got to get there. Okay, here we go. I've got it. Anniversary gifts by the year.
Oh, yeah.
Traditional and modern guide.
Oh, great. A Listy McListington for the old birthday special.
Yes. And here we go. 6th. You want me straight to the 6th?
Nah, let's go in order.
Okay, well, first.
Coming in with a bullet, number one.
Paper. Then we've got number two, fiber.
Fiber?
Fiber.
What, Metamucil?
I don't know. Well, the next one's leather, so I'm thinking some sort of...
So you got to spice it up a bit around the 3rd year.
And then after the 4th year, you need flowers. After that leather fiasco...
Yeah, we won't be doing that again.
No. So you get some flowers.
Yep.
And then the next year, you get wood, which is good.
Okay, so 1 year's for her, the other year's for him.
Right,
he gets
gotcha.
The 2 before's.
She gets a piece of paper going, we're married. He gets fiber, Metamucil in his diet.
Okay, so he's regular.
She gets leather, you get the flowers. But we're up to candy, 6th anniversary.
Oh, candy, sweet, sweet candy.
Sweet, sweet candy, and copper's next to look forward to.
So, copper!
Yeah.
What's the colour of a 2-cent piece?
It's copper.
All right, something to look for. When do we get to gold? When do we get to platinum?
Good question. Well, by the 16th, we're up to wax, so I'm thinking we're ways off.
Okay.
50's gold.
50's gold.
And then we have to wait till 60th for our diamond jubilee.
Right in the jubilees.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, it's too far. So what do we settle on? We're on candy.
We're on candy.
Sweet, sweet candy. All right, well, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for
sticking around with us.
What to say? It's the whole lot of your bloody week. You know? Bit of therapeutic, conversational.
Yeah, is that what it is? Shit talk.
Did we just finally solve what it is?
Tidbits.
No, I'll have to rewind that, listen to it, but I think I just cracked what the podcast is.
Excellent. We'll find out next week.
Yeah, we will.
Well done.
I've got a very important business meeting in 5 minutes, and I've got to take a shit. What the fuck am I going to do?
Well, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Rudolph Bernstein. Did you know the average human spends 1 hour a week in the bathroom every day? That's 145 hours in a lifetime, but not anymore. We cater for the businessman or woman on the run by surgically removing that pesky liver, kidney, and colon, leaving you free to cram more hours into your more important high-flying career. This is Brian. Since having my colon, liver, and kidney removed, I've never run late for an appointment. Now I'm Chief Executive Officer of the storage room I work in. Thanks a lot, Rudolph Bernstein. Thank you, Brian. We provide you with our extravagant 6 DVD instructional videos, narrated by yours truly. That's right, you can perform the surgery yourself and remove your colon, liver, and kidney relatively pain-free. But you have to act now. Don't let the natural process of human waste interrupt your busy day ever again. And for the first 100 callers, you receive the following: 2 clear tubes, a soldering iron, 1 pair of high-grade aluminum heavy-duty industrial clamps, and 1 pre-moistened towel as our gift to you. So don't flush your life away. Act now!
Welcome to My Goal, Your Goal, or The Goaliest of Goalies.
My Goal, Your Goal. Goal.
She's a gold digger. He's a gold digger. So, yeah, every Steez over the last, 1 week, we've been doing this segment where we're just going to pick people's spirits up, get your goals.
Get your goals.
Get your goals on.
Not your golds.
No.
Gold digger.
But you got to hold your golds with 2 hands, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You got to have a strong set of goals.
Yeah.
To get through life. You know?
Yep.
Lay them out at the table, so to speak. Not that way. Put them away. Okay, so today's inspirational goal.
Quote
from the 2020. We all had goals we wanted to achieve in 2020. Did we achieve them? I don't think any.
Yeah, I should say this diary is a goal diary and it's empty.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's zero. Not even like... This diary belongs to Jezbot.
No, because I had a goal of sitting on my ass watching Netflix and YouTube all year, and I achieved that.
Okay, there you go.
Also, chronic alcohol problem, but anyway.
Don't we all have that?
That's not in here, though.
Yeah, it's a goal to get drunk.
What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals.
Okay.
And that's from Zig Ziglar.
Yeah, we all know Zig Ziglar.
Oh, isn't he one of those clowns that is for Paul's Streets ice cream?
That's Zig and Zag.
Oh, okay.
The kings of Moomba.
Okay.
No, Zig Ziglar, of course, is the American author.
Psst. Oh, of course.
Everyone knows that. I just looked it up. But he's got some awesome quotes going on here.
Oh, has he really?
Yeah.
Give us a bit of Ziggy.
Remember.
I'm trying to do it. Do
oh,
what
you're
you
trying
did.
To do what I just did.
Remember that failure is an event, not a person.
Okay.
Now I'll do it in me Aussie. It's the only voice I got.
Yeah,
your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes.
Oh, yeah. Capitalize
on that. Here's a goal one.
A goal properly set is halfway reached.
So is there, are these haikus?
If you learnt from defeat, you haven't really lost.
Like, it'd be better if it rhymed when they're throwaway lines like that.
Punny, yeah. Punnier.
Yeah.
Good on your Zig, though. I feel inspired.
Okay, so we got to achieve our goals. That's your inspirational bloody...
Message
for the day.
I'm just looking through. Oh, there is a little bit of writing in here. Goal review. 3 meters up. All up.
Oh, it's a...
Two before.
It's a measurement.
Okay. A look into Jezbot's diary. Circa 2020. I'm looking for...
Go find something inspirational. It's full of inspirational hits, man.
You bloody read one.
All right. Well, this is like how you do the book. This is the instruction.
Oh, okay.
So...
Is this going to inspire me or...
This is to make sure you're on track.
Yeah.
And how do I want to feel this week? On track is what they've written in.
Okay.
So they've got to say, you're grateful for...
Yoga, boyfriend, work-life balance, habits... Yoga.
And then did I do them? Yes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's 7 yogas.
Yep.
Habits.
Walking.
I did that 3 times.
Makeup shopping. Is this a aimed at your demographic? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I drink 3 litres of water?
I did on 5 days of the week.
Is there water in beer?
And did you meditate?
Yeah, I did 6 times.
Good.
Oh, man. I just feel as though being goal-orientated is a fuckload of work.
It's a load of extra work. No, but this is what I was saying to Vanessa the other day, that non-creative people that don't get in do some arts and crafts and make models and do dioramas and all that kind of stuff
and build stuff. Do a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, they need something to fill in that time. And they say to us, where do you fill in all the time? Well, I don't spend my time yoguring.
Finalizing designs, business plans, calling designer, booking the dentist.
Drinking water.
Or going to get new yoga clothes because of all the yoga you've been doing. Mm. You're wearing out of those pants.
I reckon based on that list there, I reckon I could be a woman for a week. Easy.
You could what?
Just tick, be a woman for a week.
Oh, right.
Tick off all those easy. You just do all the stuff that bloody we hate doing.
Yeah, but you're generalising, like, just because it says boyfriend doesn't mean it's a woman, Tim.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you
see what you're doing? What you're doing there?
Yeah. I do it all the time. Well, there's your inspiration for the week.
Was it, though?
Is it?
My goal, your goal.
It is.
Or the goaliest of goalies.
Or goal digger.
This summer, coming to cinemas near you. TidCon Productions presents Tightfist 2, The Tightening. Neptune Credence is Dr. Burnett Tightfist in his latest action adventure. Doctor by day, ninja cop mercenary marine by night. And he's got what it takes. Hot heavy old Tightfist? No, damn you, Chang. Hard man, hard lover.
You're a doctor by day, Tightfist. You used to be a ninja cop mercenary marine, but you don't seem to care anymore.
They're dead. They're all dead. My platoon. Wasn't my fault.
Academy Award nominee, Neptune Credence, is Burna Tightfist. Tightfist 2, The Tightening.
How did you meet your wife? Old school styles.
Old school styles.
And just like
friends of friends.
Yeah, you just write letters and you know, date and court them. Yeah, I met my wife on the dance floor.
Yeah, right.
I didn't. I just did old school style.
I would drag my balls through 1,000 miles of broken glass shards, just to hear you fart through a walkie-talkie.
Yeah,
like actually
puss hands.
Go out and meet somebody.
Okay, go out.
That kind of
go
thing.
Go out and accidentally dance next to your wife.
Yeah, happens all the time. Must be happening. Just like that.
Just like that.
You can get a wife too.
Yep.
But now it's more like Tinders and stuff like that, which is...
It's like AI automated.
Can you send me a picture of your tits and dick, right? Not in that order.
Mm.
Probably from the same person as well. Could be. Yeah, just depends on how you're going.
Very open-minded.
But back in the day, there was a different way to Tinderize, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's not... Yeah. Well, you're out in the farm.
You're talking ye oldie days.
I'm talking 1800s.
Whoa.
Where no phones, no... It's basically newspapers. It's the classifieds.
Yeah.
Because if you're on your property in Maine, farming... you're not going to just run into your wife, I don't think.
No.
You might run into your cousin or your sister. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that. So what you do is you go to the classifieds and you put one out there.
And this is a want ad from... And let's see what if it's risque or not, or it's just straight up and down.
Oh, like is it sexting?
But I think it might be. I think we're gonna make it that anyway. And it's called Chance for a Spinster.
Mm. Sounds delightful.
A young man in Aroostook County, Maine, advertising for a wife, speaks of himself as follows. Yes.
Mm.
I'm an 18-year-old. I have a good set of teeth.
Oh, yeah. That's important.
And believe in Andy Johnston, the Star Spangled Banner, and the 4th of July.
Yeah, bloody patriot.
I think you had to be back in the day.
Yeah, or else.
So do you think that a good set of teeth, what do you think that might be?
That's what, we're talking 1800s?
Mm.
High up there. It's like, good set of teeth, own me own bloody indoor toilet, the flushes.
Right. It would suggest that you have a toothbrush.
Oh, no, good hygiene.
Right. Like, you know, I'm clean.
Yeah.
Down there, in there around there.
In my mouth.
I wonder who Andy Johnston was.
Oh, he's bloody obviously some kind of Confederate legend. Why not? What else we got?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to pause there for a second. I thought you were doing some handy editing.
No.
I've taken up a state lot, cleared 18 acres last year, and seeded 10 of it down.
Ooh, thank you.
This dude's been busy.
So he's...
18 acres. That's a lot of acreage.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
And he's cleared it. No more trees.
That's horse and cart.
Yeah, he's chopped down a lot of trees.
Mm.
Yeah, no chainsaws.
Yeah, that's an axe.
But he's seeded 10 of it down. So does that mean he's primed? He's primed and he's ready to
seed down.
Yeah. Spread his seed.
He's about to plow.
To some spinster.
Yeah.
Can't wait to. Anyway.
My buckwheat looks first rate.
I'll say. I've never seen a buckwheat like that before.
And the oats and potatoes are bully.
All the more to plow you with, my sweet little cherub.
What do you think about his potatoes are bully?
Ooh, bully boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big, round, thick, ready for market.
Firm, washed. All covered in filth.
Well, it's best not to wash your potatoes.
Is it?
And keep them in brown paper bags. They keep better.
Okay. Bag up the bag, is what you're saying.
I've got... she's getting bagged up, mate. Don't worry about that.
I have got 9 sheep, a 2-year-old bull.
Oh, yeah.
And 2 heifers beside a house and a barn.
Oh, right.
And he's really slinging his dick, isn't he, around
he is.
Going...
He is.
18.
I got this.
And I reckon when you get there...
I got a Ferrari. I got 7,000 likes on...
Yeah, exactly.
On Farmagram.
This is a watch I rent.
See this watch? Yeah. Yeah, I guess you got to have a bit of brag. Do you know what I mean? You got to pull the chicks in.
Mm. No photo. So it's all word of mouth.
Yeah.
A man's honour.
And what he could afford to do in characters.
Yeah.
It's like what? 2 thruppence a character?
Oh, it's definitely a thruppence. and you get there and he's like, his pants are on backwards, inside out. This is what the ad didn't show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So beside his house and his barn, he's got his 2 heifers.
I want to get married.
Yep, let's be straight.
I want to buy bread and butter, hoop skirts and waterfalls for some person of the female persuasion.
Can you buy waterfalls? That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Hoop skirts.
Yep.
And waterfalls.
Well, first is just bread and butter. And then after we get that din-din sorted, I'm going to dress you in your hoop skirt.
Yeah.
Going to take you out to town, I guess.
To take you out to the waterfall.
Yeah.
Tell you I own it now.
I'm going to clean up.
Yeah.
Under the waterfall. And he wants a female.
Good.
You know.
He knows what he wants.
Yes.
That's what's the matter with me.
What's that?
That he wants women, I think.
Oh, okay. That he just wants them so bad. Okay, I said that as a bit kind of enticing, you know.
That's what's the matter for me, but I don't know how to do it.
Oh, he wants to get married.
But he doesn't know.
Buy bread and butter, get hoop skirts, buy a waterfall for a woman, but he doesn't know how to.
I don't know how to do it. So So he's turned to the classifieds.
But he knows how to obviously go to war, get a bloody state lot, clean 18 acres. He knows how to buy buckwheat seeds.
He knows how to seed it. Yeah.
So he knows how to brush his teeth.
He knows how to sow the seeds and grow the seeds.
And get his potatoes full plump.
Has he yielded what he boasts?
Well, yeah, his buckwheat looks first rate and the oats and potatoes are bully.
Okay.
It's right there.
It is. All right.
Would that... he's love bombing or catfishing, I think.
Yeah. I'd
have a crack.
I'd go visit the farm.
Yeah.
Have a look around.
It's a long way to Maine.
Oh, so.
Well, you're here now.
I'll take your passport.
It's going to take you about 4 months to get back. That's if the wolves don't get you first.
Now give me your shoes. That's Tinder.
There's a little bit of a flashback news story.
Yeah?
Yeah. Back when things were a bit more simple.
Yeah. Bit more normal than new normal.
After 20 years, court tells Baker to stop selling cookies made with sawdust.
We've done it again. What did you put in the food?
What have you put in the food, you stupid bitch?
Sawdust.
Yeah, yeah.
A German baker who has reportedly been selling sawdust cookies for around 2 decades has recently been ordered, well, it's not recently now, to stop as the finely milled wood has been deemed unfit for human consumption.
Is it? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's a standard practice.
Yeah, it's...
You got 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of bicarb, a little bit of salt, and a shit ton of sawdust.
Well, we've seen this in the States where...
What trees? Is it paper?
Is it a delicious tree?
Yeah. Yeah, because you can eat bamboo, can't you? Yeah, I know pandas shoots. Love it.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. It's like we saw this in the States where the Taco Bell was...
Taco Bell.
Putting sand in the bloody taco meat.
Yeah, sand, which is essentially glass.
Yeah,
isn't it?
If you heat it up enough. Yeah. It's a key ingredient.
Yeah, that taco's a bit hot.
An administrative court in the southwest or western German city of Karlsruhe.
Yeah, sure.
Karlsruhe. Has upheld a decision to ban the sale of cookies made with sawdust, despite the producer's claim that they were a traditional vegetable product.
Stop.
It kind of is.
Yeah, I guess so. Traditional trees are pretty traditional. They've been there from the start, I reckon.
The unnamed baker has been... Well, I think you should name.
Yeah.
I want to know if these bloody sawdust is going to... Why am I so bound up?
What do you call them? What are the knots in trees?
Yeah, knots.
Is it? Just knots?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So not bread.
Yeah, it's not bread. He's been operating a mail order business, selling his sawdust cookies all over Germany.
And wives.
He openly listed sawdust as an ingredient on the package of his biscuits.
Whoops.
And has already written to the city of Karlsruhe about his practice back in 2004, but received no answer. Then, in 2017, a routine examination of biscuit samples led to the sale ban, which he has then contested in court.
So that's 13 years he was putting sawdust in there.
You've heard of mud pies.
Tested it again. Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
I think there's more organic matter in, like, it's better for you.
A mud pie.
Than
sawdust.
Sawdust biscuit.
Yeah, true. But you can get that sawdust pretty fluffy. Mm. Like MDF. Fluffs up
and it does. Treat. Why do I feel so crook?
I'll get a baker's dozen of the MDFs. Get some LVLs.
Get some merch pint. And wow.
Have you tried the? Yeah. So.
No, I think we just listed all timber we know.
I think that's about it. There's you got your no.
Oh nah, no, I don't want to go through wood talk.
Did we talk pine? We didn't even mention pine. Maybe next time. Thanks for that.
Read the back of the packaging is what I'll say.
Yeah, read the ingredients. Yep.
And when it just has a number, it contains 755.
Yeah, that could be the number of a tree.
Look it up.
It could be a shrub.
Who knows?
Who does know?
I'm hungry.
I think I might get some cookies.
Yeah. Well, we've bloody done it again, Tim. What an episode of highlights and lowlights and comedy and drama and music and
antics and whatnot. Yes, that was just the best of.
We've been doing this for a long time. And you do forget what you've said.
Yeah, you do. So we'll recap it once in a while, but fucking hurt, does it?
Apparently not.
Does it?
No.
Anyway. All right.
Join us next week.
And I'm Tim.
And I'm Jezebob.
Goodbye. Yeah.